Welcome to the Deep Encounters Podcast.
Look at the style. She wants to do with you, so she says,
there's a place in her.
Sense of shame, oh my. My tears. This is the way of ignorance. The envy will not set in your veins. Your blood's been used to this type of jealousy. This gypsy confidence they endure is why their heritage fits like loose skin. It's not your truth. You Eve and they manufacture apples that look like home. Fuck. Your roots they want on earth, get too ashamed to dig for. Once you vacant and your dreams homeless, don't fret, do it. You can't wash away what is stolen. So spread no. Spread no thick and sloppy. Spread it like gravy. Push it out of every orifice, out of your conjure. Speak slowly so they know your texture. Tutor them in as much big hip, nappy hair brilliance as they can handle. And then tell them again that you are the very blood that makes you freedom. That your absence will bleach their throats raw. That without you, their old wounds reopen and collect soul. Some will say you're whole, too thin to float. Your body, too vase to hold flowers. They just can't handle your topography. Your buxom can't fit within their edges. These origins done colored well outside the lines. Don't negotiate, it's their loss. You survived slave ship rhetoric. And they've perfected how to make women refugees of their own bodies. Yet back in their caves, they drink rumor from the shot glasses and secretly want to be drunk on you. Want to read your bodies like Braille. They want to walk your freedom on a leash they cannot. Tell them that you belong to the rain, so you can feed them should you choose to, or just as easily drown them when they stand. And it will hurt. Yes, it's okay. You get to hurt, Dua. It's human to want to twist around their throats till dark continent leaks from their vocabulary is also human, but it's what they'll expect. They often mistake reflex for savage. You are angel. Subject of worth, you are immovable, and their guillotine tongues will always search for your neck, will search for your plum lips, capturing that mountain peak smile of yours, and even in the lick, they will taste the seasoning that makes all cooking worth eating, and will want you even more. In those moments, when the doors close on its hinges, and they try to make you feel less than, I need you to see your thunder, need you to know that you are heaven noise, because calm is like stop, and stop is death, and you are life itself. A blackberry stain and permanent, you are presence like a missing groove on a 45 spinning at 35 RPM. Music, a symphony, embracing a collapsed lung, breathing it back to life. You, Dua, are every welcomer. Spread it like gravy, push it out of every orifice, out of your conjure. Speak slowly so they know your texture. Tutor them in as much big hip, nappy hair brilliance as they can handle. And then tell them again that you are the very blood that makes you freedom. That your absence will bleach their throats raw. That without you, their old wounds reopen and collect salt. Body, too vase to hold flowers. They just can't handle your topography. Your buxom can't fit within their edges. These origins done colored well outside the lines. Don't negotiate, it's their loss. You survived slave ship rhetoric, and they've perfected how to make women refugees of their own bodies. Yet back in their caves, they drink rumor from the shot glasses and secretly want to be drunk on you. Want to read your bodies like Braille. They want to walk your freedom on a leash they cannot. Tell them that you belong to the rain, so you can feed them should you choose to, or just as easily drown them where they stand. And it will hurt. Yes, it's okay.
music.
I've never felt before.